This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
You're just sitting there thinking, is this real life?
A monster storm had rolled into Canton, Massachusetts, and Karen Reed's boyfriend, police officer John O'Keefe, was dead. His body discovered lying in front of another officer's house.
I didn't know what the hell happened. How did the night end up like this?
She was charged with John's death. Was she to blame?
I felt like I was living in a nightmare.
His death, a mystery. Her case, a cause.
It was somehow lost that the reason we were there was because Johnny was killed.
All eyes focused on the spectacle outside a Massachusetts courthouse.
This was next level.
And the bitter battle within.
If you're charged with murder, you're going to do everything you can.
The stakes are as high as they get for Karen Reed.
She has put my family through hell to save herself. Take accountability and do the right thing.
It's called The Night of the Nor'easter. It will be Dateline Friday at 9 o'clock. We've talked, obviously, a lot about this case with Emily D. Baker. And this special on NBC features Andrea Canning, who's joining us right now. Good morning, Andrea.
Good morning, guys.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you for coming on the show this morning.
Thank you so much.
Of course.
So we've been following this case pretty much since the night of that storm. It has captivated all of Massachusetts, and then over the course of the trial, it sort of captured the rest of the country. Why do you think it did that?
Well, I think it started out as, you know, kind of what appeared to be, you know, possibly an accident, maybe someone drinking and driving. And then it took this crazy turn where, you know, now we're into conspiracy theories and, you know, it was a cover-up. And what really happened. And so I think that's when it really started to capture people's attention. It's a mystery of what happened.
Did you find it was hard to get people to talk to you for this Dateline piece?
Some people, yes. Some people, no. So Karen Reed, of course, did a long sit-down interview with our Dennis Murphy. Even though I've taken over the story, he did the interview with her. So she gives her account in full of what she remembers, what she believes happened. But then on the law enforcement side, that was not easy to get anyone to sit down. Mm-hmm. You know, they're for obvious reasons. Right. I'm sure lawyers are telling them not to talk, you know, on that side of this alleged cover up. They, you know, they're not saying anything. And also the family, you know, they're so scarred by this. They have had to sit through, well, what they call the Karen Reed show, in their words. You know, for them, it's kind of turned into a circus, and they were vilified on their way into court, which, yep. Regardless of what side you're on, you don't need to vilify the family. They've been victimized enough.
I know you spoke with a member of John O'Keefe's family, and I can't imagine that must have been quite difficult. What was that like speaking with her?
Oh, Beth, she was lovely. I mean, she was raw. She gave it to us straight about how the family has dealt with us, how they felt about it, how they've been treated. You know, they feel that the defense has turned this into the Karen Reed show, as I mentioned. And so for them, it's been tough. Like when you've lost a loved one, and you know they lost John's sister, brother-in-law. Mm-hmm. Several years back, he was raising his niece and nephew. This family has been through a lot of tragedy. And then to have sort of this, you know, social media extravaganza thrown on top of it all with the death of John, it's, It is not easy.
Yeah, it's torn apart communities here.
So was Karen Reed and her defense team all in on doing like a tell-all national interview? And was her lawyer, Alan Jackson, over her shoulder the whole time she was speaking?
Yeah. So Alan Jackson, yeah, he, and as I said, Dennis did the interview with Karen. I interviewed Alan Jackson in Los Angeles. I went out there and sat down with him, and it was a very candid interview. But, you know, of course, he's going to be watching out for Karen. That is his client. But yeah, I mean, they wanted to set the record straight. Usually defendants don't do interviews before trials. You know, because they don't want to say the wrong thing or get the timeline off or any little thing that the prosecution could pick at, right? But in this case, that was their strategy. Let's just put it all out there. Let's sit down. Let's be open about what happened in our words and all of that. So it was a bit of a reversal of what we usually see in these types of cases.
So The Night of the Nor'easter airs Friday at 9 p.m. on NBC 10, excuse me. We were talking to Andrea Canny, who is a part of this for Dateline. Is there something that you can tell us that we're going to see in this that we have not heard before?
I think you're going to hear new details that, you know, when you have a 2-hour show where we put everything together, there are new details. And of course, just hearing from Karen in her own words, you know, it's not the first time she's spoken, but every interview is going to be different. And, you know, this one's going to be different. And I feel like, you know, you can be the judge when you listen to her. And so it's one of the stories that we've put together for you from A to Z. And I know you're all experts on the case because you've been talking about it for so long. But I think for a lot of people, there will be things in there that they haven't heard before.
Right.
Everybody in Massachusetts is a lawyer now on the internet
we're all private investigators. We all have a friend of a friend of a friend who was there. Yeah, that has definitely happened here.
So, yeah, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that everything will be brand new and you'll never have heard any detail before. Mm-hmm. So we get it. But, you know, it is a story that a lot of people in the country have heard about, but maybe don't know all the details. And it's fascinating. It was fascinating putting the story together, the discussions we had about it, you know, what to include, what not to include, because even though we have 2 hours, it still was not enough.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, we're going to need the uncut as well.
Thank you for doing it, and thank you for, you know, giving respect to the families, because it seems like that's very much a part of this, and we're appreciative of that, so...
But yeah, we're appreciative that Beth spoke to us and gave that side of the family as well. So, yeah.
All right. Well, it was nice to meet you, Andrea.
So
thank
nice
you for coming on
you.
The show.
Thank
and
you.
We'll hopefully have you back on again soon.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
So that is Andrea Canning from NBC from Dateline. And again, it's a 2-hour Karen Reed special that airs Friday at 9 o'clock. It features interview with Karen Reed and her attorney, family members, friends of the victims. There's going to be a lot of stuff in there that we may not have heard before. And some stuff in there that might actually you've heard before, but put in a way that you'll be kind of able to understand it a little bit better. Because we got so much information, it got confusing, at least for me, at points. Well, wait, what is the timeline? Is this? And why didn't they do this? And all those sorts of things. So make sure you check that out Friday night on NBC.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.